Maybe we can do some kirtan class ke pehle. Jera Dhamadhava Kunja Bihari Jaya
Thank you.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणलता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्कृते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतिदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। सो इन दिस क्लासेस ऑफ हाउ टू प्रिपेयर क्लास वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस द क्वालिफिकेशन एंड मूड क्वालिफिकेशन व्हाट इज अवर क्वालिफिकेशन Thank you. And what are the qualifications mentioned by Prabhupada? One or two you can say.
One must be free from all four vices.
Okay.
One must be able to be a Krishna. One must be able to represent Vyasadeva.
Obedient to spiritual. One eye.
Like so. Yes. I was hoping without seeing you, say. Without looking into the book. You should memorize this, you should know. Anyone else remain? That he said. Well conversant, that he said.
Free from errors.
That he said just now. Capricious, that he said.
Exactly the viewpoint
of
Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva. Okay, so these all are there. Now you can see which one you missed out. Fifth, no one said. Oh, you said conversant philosophy? No, he said 6 now 1 sir.
11
मिनट से क्यों लेट क्यों आ रहे? 11 मिनट हो गए, साफ कर रहे थे, टाइम पे कल से. ओके, सो एंड व्हाट इज अवर क्वालिफिकेशन? वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड. We are very qualified person to speak on Bhagavatam, right? And how can we try to achieve the qualifications mentioned by Prabhupada? Let's see. Okay, first one is must be free from all kinds of vices. So how can we achieve this? Try to achieve this? Who will say? Those who know answer, please raise your hands. We discussed all these, right? How we can do it. So, okay, so how to be free from all kinds of vices? What can we do? Yes?
Struggling senses.
How? Anyway, we are struggling.
Sincere
struggle. Put your efforts. Sincere means put your efforts. Anyway, we are all struggling. So not that anyway everyone is struggling, let me also struggle. Sincere struggle. Put your effort to win over them, not to be defeated by them. That is a sincere struggle, right? Okay, good. Spotless in character, who will say? Yes. Be very careful in your behavior, right? How can you all forget this? Okay, so be careful in your behavior, very good. Well versed in all revealed scriptures or in the Vedas. Yes, what can we do? I think only two people heard or what? Yes, Prabhuji.
We should read at least 2 hours
a day. That was for the preparation I spoke. Okay, yes.
Study scrutinizingly.
Study the Shastras scrutinizingly. Scrutinizingly means?
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand. Like we will do today, Prabhupada, some of the purports we will take example. Okay, how to acquire knowledge from the right source by submissive hearing. So what can we do for this? Submissive hearing, simple. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what we can do. If you do submissive hearing, you will acquire knowledge. How to be conversant in all system of philosophy?
Service to Christian
master.
Dono ek mein hai, right. We need it both, submissive hearing, we get that. Okay. Then obedient and submissive to the bona fide spiritual master. Yes, you answered, right? What is that?
Service
to spiritual master. Okay. Can exactly present the viewpoint of Vyasadeva. Yes, how can we do that? Repeating what Acharya said, not to deviate from that. Simple. We do not know what is Vyasadeva's view, but Vyasadeva's view, Narada's view, Vyasadeva knows, Vyasadeva's view, Shukadeva Goswami's knows, Shukadeva Goswami's views, other parampara is coming up. So what we have heard from Prabhupada or from seniors, we will just repeat. That's all. That's our... does not deliver lectures on Bhagavatam like this. So, how can we do this?
Study prepare
nicely. Study 2 hours. Came in preparation. Okay. So here are the things. Since you struggle with senses, careful in behavior, study Shastra, serve the spiritual master, repeat what Acharya said, take every lecture as your deity worship. Then you will not take Bhagavatam very cheaply. And we also heard about the glories of hearing, which is given in first canto, first chapter. Then we discussed about mood. What should be the mood of a preacher? Who will say, tell me all the things? Close the book. All the things. All means at least. So, R.P. Singh Prabhu, what should be the mood of a preacher?
It should be instrument.
Very good. Good quality. Yes, Mukunda.
Should accept the honor. there giving honor.
It should take it as this is a great honor that somebody is giving me. He doesn't accept it, he passes on to his guru or spiritual master. But he takes this as a great honor. So he doesn't take it lightly. Giving Bhagavatam is a great honor, so he takes it very seriously. And honor, instrument,
humility.
Humility. So how do you display humility?
By being humble.
Yeah, but very good. How? I mean, when you are giving class, how it can be shown that you are in a humble mood? What do you feel? I discussed, right? What do you feel?
I am saying, it's a great honor given to me from this place only, let's say, that's spoken.
That's for the honor, I'm talking of humility.
Honor, so, but I'm not qualified for this honor.
I'm not qualified still just because of
yes.
Authority's seva as a service I'm doing. Okay, so honor, humility, instrument, service and
compassion.
Compassion is anyway there. I said that's the basis. Compassion is the basis. Last, very important. Why do we speak?
Own
purification. Yes. Okay, not for others. Of course, that is our service, but main intention is that whether Madhav gets purified or no, Hari Bhakti Prabhu gets purified or no, at least Satru Krishna Das will get, so that he will speak. Right? That should be our mood. We are not here to purify others. We have no capacity, no power. But at least if we speak, one jiva will get benefit. Right? Okay, and then we started preparation for the classes in understanding Prabhupada's purports. So in preparation for the classes, now we will discuss the first one. Study regularly. Okay, here we discussed about try 2 hours a day. So study regularly. This is the best preparation for the class. Preparation for the class doesn't mean that before the class or you have been told to give a class and then you start searching here and there. That is just compilation. But preparation means study regularly. When you are studying, automatically preparation is being done for the class. Not that you are studying for the class preparation. Keep in mind that this study which I am talking of, it is not for the class study. That's why I said regularly. Regularly means on a daily basis. 2 hours, if you can give, that will be wonderful. But this 2 hours is not for preparation. This is your own study. But while doing studies, it will also be a preparation for your class. Why? Because whatever you will study, you will later connect it in the class. You will recollect and then you will present it if it is relevant. Right? So you go on studying. So what happens when you study? Number one, I mean in terms of class I'm saying, forget about what happens when you study, there are so many things, but in terms of, in the case of giving classes, you may get good shlokas, which you, like Prabhupada, you know how many shlokas he was quoting in the lectures. Why was he quoting so many shlokas? To make it authentic, that yes, I am not saying what, just whatever is coming in my mind. This is told by Krishna. This is told by Sukadeva Goswami. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this. So like this. So when we quote shloka, it becomes very authentic. So for the preparation of the class, we'll also have it that you should try to quote as many shlokas as possible. Not that you just give a class of shlokas. Not like that. But wherever it is relevant. I heard one class, I remember, one devotee gave. And he was speaking on the wives of the brahmanas, Krishna's pastime. And he memorized the entire chapter. And he gave a Bhagavatam class. And he was quoting the words, he was giving the translation. Quoting the words, giving the translation. And then the wife says, and then the brahmana says, tak, 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 tak. And everyone was amazed. Wow. How can you remember the whole chapter? Maybe he prepared or whatever. But that's okay. Once a while, I mean, you know. But not that you sit in the Vyasasana for Bhagavatam and in 45 minutes you quote 45 shlokas or 50 shlokas and then to show your memory power. Wherever relevant. Some of the lectures Prabhupada hardly quoted shlokas. But some of the lectures, so wherever Prabhupada felt, yes, it is necessary, he was quoting the shlokas. understand that he was quoting the relevant portion, not the entire shloka. So it doesn't mean that we memorize, it doesn't mean Prabhupada didn't know the shloka. Not that. He was not like us. Like Mahajano Yena Gataha Sapantha. That's all we know. Quoted it many times. But not that he didn't know the whole verse. He quoted the whole verse also, wherever it was required. But why Prabhupada used to quote only that? That was relevant. So he wanted to emphasize, and he knew that if he quotes the whole shloka, they will get diverted. His main thing is to tell you this, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapantha. So he'll quote that. He'll not quote the entire verse. You know the entire verse? What is that? Yeah, this is from Mahabharata. So Prabhupada used to just quote one portion, so which is relevant. So, but it doesn't mean that we also do this and we don't remember the whole verse. We just remember one line. Yes, we can do. Sometimes we also quote only portion of it. It's not that we definitely quote, we have to quote entire verse. We can, but it's better that we know the entire verse. And then if you are quoting a line, it's okay. And if you quote the entire verse also, there is no problem. So, what happens is you can memorize verses. If you study regularly, then you can know many things to have it in your lecture. Like if you are not reading regularly and if you are give a 1 hour lecture, what will you do? You will have to look in so many books, what to and where, how will you know where, what, where is what? Right? Suppose you want to speak on Lord Shiva and you have never read Bhagavatam. How will you know which all portions of Bhagavatam speak about Lord Shiva, and you are given all 12 cantos of Bhagavatam and you have 1 hour time? How will you prepare? You go on seeing Shiva, 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 Shiva. But if you have read already, you will know, okay, there is Sati's incident is there in so and so canto, then he speaks to Prachetas in so and so canto, and then his appearance is given in so and so canto. So you can immediately, okay, I'll look in this, finish. So like that. So that's why regularly we should study. Okay? Any questions on this? Okay. Read the verse you are going to speak on thoroughly. Okay. So whatever you are going, says you have been given a verse, read it 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. Thoroughly see what exactly the verse says and the purport, of course. So what is being said? Again and again read it to understand that what exactly it means. Because if you just read it once, you may not get the entire thing. So read it again. Read it again. See what exactly. Try to see what the verse is speaking. Take these verses and purport as a person who is speaking to you. Then you will realize the essence of that. So when you are reading, don't just read it as a normal book like we read magazines or other things. So read it as if it is a person, because Shastras are the best friend for us. So make them your best friends and you will never feel lonely. Other friends may leave you, right? Bhagavatam will not. So read again and again. So when you read again and again, what happens? The real meaning is revealed. When you're reading first time, you may not understand anything. You second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, and then you will say, ah, something is there. So if you're reading again and again, then you will get some kind of essence of it. Of course, not the entire thing. That depends on our level of realization. But still, so read it again. At least you'll know the subject matter thoroughly, what you are going to speak. Right? So that's why you should read it again and again. Read few verses before and after the verse to be spoken on. This is important so that you understand what is going on. Okay? Like, suppose suddenly you are asked to speak on Bhagavatam, first canto, 12th chapter, 15th verse. You don't even know who's speaking, what's going on, what is the context, and you just start speaking. How is it possible? You should know. Just go behind, see what is happening, and go ahead. So you'll get the entire picture and then you can speak. You have to speak on one verse only. Not that you have to speak on the verses from behind. There are people who have this habit. If they have to speak on verse number 15, then they will start from verse number 2. And then say, in the verse number 2, it happened like this, then it has, then this, and then it happened, and then they come to 15. And by the time, half an hour is gone. So that's not a proper practice. Yes, sometime when you're doing katha and all is different, but when you're speaking on one verse, then you should, yeah, you can give a background in just 5 minutes. Like earlier verses, we have heard this, this, this. That's fine. But not that your entire lecture is based on that and then hardly 10 minutes you speak on the main verse. So what you should do is, yes, you can give a background saying that beginning of this chapter we see this happened, that happened, but entire thing up to your verse should be maximum 5 minutes, not beyond that. Cover it up in 5 minutes and then start your main lecture on today's verse. Right? So keep this in mind many times. And one very important thing which I would like to tell you, that now whatever we are doing, see, before this whatever we did was mood, qualification, which you cannot see in a person, right? Just by looking at him, you cannot. This is mood inside, right? Whether he is thinking himself to be an instrument or no, you can't make it out, right? But now what we are going to discuss, and even tomorrow when we discuss about delivering the lecture, actually, these are the things which you can make out. But I'm warning you, don't start judging people. Now when you know this, these are the standards, and when you're sitting in a Bhagavatam, some senior person, some visitor has come and he's giving Bhagavatam, don't start judging. It's an offense. And you say, oh, he's supposed to have good eye contact, he's not having it. Oh, he's supposed to have this, he's not doing. Oh, he did not include this. Or something like that. Oh, he did not. Or suppose someone is, like I said, it is not a proper thing to give all the words. Suppose someone is doing it. Don't judge. It is for you. Please write it, understand it, whatever you want to do. But this is for you. So don't try to judge others by this standard. This is very common practice. Now we have learned, okay, Bhagavatam is supposed to be given like this, and some senior is coming and then you open your book. He was supposed to do this, he's not doing this. So don't do that. This is for you, okay? So don't commit offense by hearing all this. So that's why I'm warning you, I'll warn you again and again, that I'm explaining you, this can be a standard as per one person. Okay, it may not be a standard for other person. So this is not a, like what we are speaking, it is in general. It's not a standard given by Acharyas, standard given by Prabhupada that you have to do this. This is, we have whatever 4 years of experience we have understood, we are trying to present, and what we have heard from others, that's all. Right? So there may be people who may not be following like this. So no problem. They have their own standards. Right? So this is one way. So there are many ways of giving Bhagavatam. This is one way which we are learning. So don't try to judge people just by this one way. They may be going another way. That's fine. Right? But this is for you. So read few verses before and after the verse to be spoken on. Then decide about the main message or instructions to be imparted through this verse. Now this is important. When you read few verses before, few verses after, now you're concentrating on this main verse, you have read it thoroughly, now you try to understand or try to think as per your own level of realization or understanding, that what message I have to give by this verse. I means what message this verse is speaking. We will do some exercise today, now after this, after we complete this. So same things we will do, how to understand that what message to be given. We will take any purport and then we will try to see that how to give, how to extract that this is a message of theirs. But this is important, because when you are giving lecture, your lecture should not be just very good. People say, very good lecture. What did you learn? Nothing. Useless lecture. Right? Person may have spoken very nicely, may have given some, but if it is not giving a message, what is the use of that? All of Bhagavatam is just giving the message. Everywhere you see Bhagavad Gita, message. Do this, you are supposed to behave like this, act like this, this. So this message what we are supposed to give should be related to the life of people, which they can easily imbibe in their life. Don't give the message that my main message is that Krishna's, you know, pure love of Krishna is the goal of life. That's life, fine. But then how to achieve that, that should be the message. Because if you just speak on very high things, people will not relate to their day-to-day life. Give message which they can imbibe in their day-to-day life. Human life is meant for tapasya. This is day-to-day life. Human life is meant to perform devotional service. You know, things like this, which they can imbibe. But don't try to extract messages. Parakhiya bhav is, you're giving a lecture and you speak, parakhiya bhav is the topmost. You don't have to give this message. In practical answer, yes, that is a good message, but you don't have to give. Because when you're speaking to people, you do not know who all are sitting. Right? Then you can't speak these things. If you know that highly exalted Rishi Muni sages are sitting, then you can somewhat speak. Shukadeva Goswami did not speak on Parakhiya Bhav too much. Right, did he? How many elevated sages were sitting? Thousands of them. And he was addressing those elevated souls. But did he speak on that? No, he did not even take the name of Radharani. So, that's why we have to follow parampara. And Shukadeva Goswami has set the standards. Wonderful standards, how we should preach. He is a wonderful preacher. So Bhagavatam, if you say, we'll come to that. Bhagavatam, when you see, it's like wonderful for preaching, how first what should we preach, then you know how we should go about. And that's why Prabhupada said, read first to 9th canto and then come to 10th canto. Don't just jump to Rasa Leela. So, main message should be decided. So message, what kind of message? Number one, it should be practical. Don't speak about impractical messages. It should be practical. Second, easily acceptable by people whom you are addressing. Like for example, you are addressing brahmacharis. You don't have to speak about grahastashram. Right? If you are addressing brahmacharis, so as per the audience, you have to give the message. So when you are talking to students, then you don't talk about what you speak to congregation. Please come and do seva in the temple and this and that. No, there you talk something else. So, message should be practical, easily acceptable by the audience whom you are addressing. That means, as I give example, you need, and so otherwise it will not be good. Message may be good, message may be correct or good, but if it is not easily acceptable by the audience, what is the use of such a message? You are giving lecture to give them the message of parampara. You are not giving them lecture to show your knowledge or your, you know, high class language or anything like that. You are giving a lecture to give them the message of parampara. And that should be given in a language, in a way which is easily acceptable by the people. Right? So that is important. We are not sitting on Vyasasan to show our knowledge or, you know, to display our talent. That's not the purpose. We are there to give the message of parampara. Like a postman. When a postman comes and delivers the message, he delivers just as it is. He doesn't show his talent or anything. He just comes, delivers the message and goes. Why? Because he has so many people whom he has to deliver. So that should be our mood. Just deliver the message. Don't show your talent. Don't show your, you know, whatever intelligence or knowledge you have. So decide about the main message. So what should be the main message? How it should be? Practical, easily acceptable by the audience, and devotional, obviously. Don't extract a message which is not connected to devotional service. You may not speak directly on devotional service. Like sometime when you are giving lecture to the college students, then you may not directly speak about devotional service, but then the message should be somehow connected, otherwise there is no point why we should go and speak. Like mind control. So if we go and speak about mind control and speak about brain and speak about all those things and that, do not speak at all about spiritual life, what is the point? So somehow or other, our message should be connected to spirituality or devotional service. Right? Directly or indirectly, but it should be. That's our main goal. So we don't have to deviate from that. You give a practical thing and easily acceptable, but there is no devotion, not at all connected to spiritual life. Don't give that message. Fine, any question? Till now?
Yeah, mixed audience. Students will be different
people. Yes, very good question. If you have mixed audience, what to do? There are audience like students and then congregation and then very serious devotees, and what to do. First of all, most of the time we should try that we don't do that. We try separating them. Have a separate program for this and so on. But sometimes it happens like Rath Yatra or some festival is there where everyone is there. There are students, there are new people, there are devotees. So we have to decide whom are we targeting. And accordingly we have to do. Say suppose you are giving a lecture in Rath Yatra. Okay? Now we know that 60-70% will be new people. And maybe 30% regular devotees and 10% students, something like that. So then your main target should be new people. Then you have to speak for new people. Because Rath Yatra is a festival, or generally any festival is to attract new people to Krishna consciousness. Now if you start speaking philosophy, they are addressing the devotees, then all that 60-70% they will not understand and they will never come back to temple. But if the devotees hear the new things, they will anyway come to the temple. They will not leave the temple, what new things they are telling. They know that there are new people, that's why it's possible. So you have to be intelligent enough to decide that whom am I going to address. And then accordingly you should speak, but in between you should also give something for, like, it should not be spoken just to very, I mean, suppose there are 30-40% of devotees, then not that you just speak on for only for new people and then they feel left out. But main address should be to the new people. So you have to judge seeing the audience. So before you go to any program, you should know who are your audience. That's important. You can stand up, I think. There is a lot of sleep. Didn't sleep in the night? Fair? Anyone else is feeling sleepy? Too sleepy? It came late, no? 1 o'clock? Okay. Or you want to go and take rest? What time is your duty today? 1. So you won't get rest. I mean, duty also is a rest. Theek hai. So it's okay for you, or you want to go and wash your face or pakka? That's why I want you all to take some rest before the class. Otherwise, like, it will become a burden. Sitting in China. So take some good rest before afternoon. Hari Bhakti Prabhu is doing a lot of service. Altar, morning, afternoon, evening, continuous. Right? Yesterday you didn't work for. I mean, you went, but he was teaching you. So Hari Bhakti Prabhu was doing morning, then afternoon, then again afternoon, and then evening you did not. So that So we have to allow him to sleep, no problem. You want, you can go inside and sleep. Sure. I'll not make much sound. Okay, so main message. You're clear about how to decide main message, what all it should have, what components. Okay, fine. Any questions further? So this was a good question. Try to have same kind of audience before deciding for a program. But in places where you cannot, then at least know your audience and target those audience. So those who are maximum number, target those. Right? That's clear. Next. Structure your presentation, which should contain an introduction, a body and a conclusion. So we should not have any presentation just whimsically. Like you started somewhere, in between somewhere, ended somewhere. We do not even know what topic you are speaking. Should not be like that. Should have introduction. We will come to that also today evening or tomorrow, that how to prepare an introduction, what should be the thing, etc. But this is the standard, that you should have an introduction. Introduction means when you speak on the verse, you take, if you are speaking from Bhagavatam, then verse, then purport, everything is over, and then you give the introduction, that in this verse, what is being spoken. So that's like Vishaya, first thing you are explaining, that what is being spoken. That's the introduction. So that means in that you are going to speak about your main message when you write an introduction or when you are giving an introduction. So like we will see in one of the purports like that. So then we introduce the topic. Okay, this is the topic. And then main body. Like say you are speaking on mind control, then you speak a little about mind and how can we, then we come to the main body. So main body means then you will have certain things in that which we will discuss. And the conclusion. So conclusion is also must. Whatever you have spoken in the beginning, introduction, that again should be concluded. Okay, so we started with this, and so this was the thing, we discussed these all things, and this is the conclusion. So in the end, we can conclude that this happens. Conclusion, not necessary to use these words, but I am saying conclusion should be there. That what actually, ultimately, what did we learn? So that will show whether you have achieved your aim or no. Right? Your aim was, what in this thing, what is your aim? The fourth message. Okay? Fourth one is the aim of your lecture. And by giving conclusion, you will realize whether you have achieved your aim or no. Right? Say for example, your main message was to tell them that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. Okay. That is one of his qualities, and Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. So in conclusion, you will say that by seeing these examples, what we have seen, and by seeing his behavior in these examples, now we can conclude that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. So that should come again. Whatever is your message should be given in the conclusion. Okay? See, that's why before this I told you, this is for you, don't try judging people. Right? So whoever comes to give class, don't start judging. Oh, he didn't give conclusion. Oh, introduction he didn't give, he just started the class. Oh, he is such a senior person, 15 years brahmachari, why is he not doing it? So this is for you, don't come at all. I was like, when you asked me to give this thing, I still many things I have not included just for this reason. I don't want you to come offense. But then my thinking was this only, that I am telling you all this, but then you all should not start committing offenses. Whoever comes, you sit with the book. You know, like a checklist. Acha, spoke introduction, good. This conclusion, nahi. Yeah. So don't do that. Huh? This is for you. Okay, so this should be your structure. Introduction, a body and a conclusion. It is a must. Otherwise, we'll miss out. If you don't repeat your message again in the end, people will miss out on it. Your actual message. They'll get entangled in nice story, this, that. Of course, stories and all we tell not for. That's not our main purpose. Purpose is message. Sometime it may not be like this, like when we are speaking kathas and all, so then we stop at one point, so okay, we'll start again tomorrow, this, that's a different thing. But still there should be some message. Even in speaking katha, you are doing Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas, whatever, there should be some message. Should not be just katha. So this is how you have to structure your presentation. And when you make all these things, keep your notes, make your notes, no problem. So don't feel that I will sit without the book in the Bhagavatam, because I have seen so many senior devotees, they don't keep book. They don't keep, it's okay, but you are not, okay? So I will also not keep. I have not seen this Maharaj, that Maharaj, I have never seen him with the book, because they are Maharaj. So you don't worry, they are, for years they have been speaking and they have, you know, they have it here and here, everything they can speak. Or maybe they have it here in the heart, so they can speak, right? We don't have it here. We have it only in the books. Now first it has to go here. So that's why, don't worry if you have to keep book. Of course it should not be too big. And it should not be that you are just reading the lecture. Okay, preparing, that's why I wrote notes. I didn't say keep your lecture, okay? Not that you write the whole lecture and then you sit with the book and then, you know, just tuck, 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 tuck. And when I asked, Prabhu, why did you do it? You only told, no, you can keep the book. I kept the book. No, notes. Just keep the notes. Keep referring, no problem. When you write the notes, it helps you to speak in a systematic manner. Introduction, body and conclusion. And also, it helps you not to deviate from the main topic. Otherwise, if we don't have notes, and of course if you are not expert in giving classes, then you will deviate. You will start with somewhere and end somewhere, and in between you won't know, and then you will realize I have to give conclusion and you will come back to the topic, something like that. You know, so not like that, it should be in a proper way. So, rather than speaking, like what happens is when you are sitting on the Vyasas and many things comes in your mind. Many stories will come, many past times will come which you have heard here, there, Radha Govind Maharaj spoke this, and Radhanath Maharaj spoke this, and Bhaktivinoda Samrit Maharaj spoke this, and you know, Jabraka Maharaj spoke this, or whatever. Everything will come. I heard this lecture, that lecture. You're not supposed to speak everything. Please remember. Not that in one day only I'll make them pure devotees. That's not our goal. So whatever comes to mind, dhar, dhar, dhar. We are not there to hammer people with everything. So that's why notes. So whoever has spoken, it is good to take, you know, inputs from people. I'm not saying it's not good. But not that whatever you have heard, you just start pouring. Dhar, 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 and it has no relevance. So that's why notes. While preparing notes, yes, think what I have heard. I was hearing Gopal Vishnu Maharaj lecture, what did he say? I was hearing Bhakti Charu Maharaj lecture, what did he say? Fine, that's not a problem, but that is while preparing. Because it is definite that once you sit on the Vyasasana, many things will come. You will feel, I'll give them so nicely, by the time they go out of this room, they should be pure devotees of the Lord. So systematic. So why to keep your notes? Then you start, how to prepare notes for Bhagavatam class. You start, you write down the numbers, first 2, 3, 4. So first what I am going to speak, like I said, introduction. So first you write that, this is what happened. When first time I gave Bhagavatam class, first time in my life, I had written number 1, Jai Radha Madhav. Number 2, Jai Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya. You know, like that. Because I was so scared, first time I am giving Bhagavatam, and that was like, Bhagavatam means, I didn't give Bhagavad Gita class somehow. I directly started with Bhagavatam. My bad luck. No other class I gave. First class I gave was Bhagavatam. Which is like very rare. People say, okay, first go here, go do this, do that. Mine was first class. So I was too scared, but I had written down everything. Just imagine, I had even written down first is Jai Radha Madhav, Jai Om Vishnupad, and then Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Everything I wrote down. First, second, then I was angry. Still I forgot to say Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahanskara Rajakata. I did Jai Radha Madhav and Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And then I kept the kartals. And then everyone like, because Bhagavatam they know. So everyone wrote down, because I'll say Jai Om Vishnupad. And I said, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Everyone was there. What happened? Got up. Say, what happened to him? I just forgot. Even after writing, because I didn't refer. I was saying, I should not see more or something like that. So why I am telling you is, don't do like that. Don't do these mistakes like what I did. I am telling you my mistake so that you should not repeat. So you should write down first, two, second, third, fourth. So first I will speak this, and then, you know, if you have to add story, add it there only. Second I will do this, third I will have this story, then I will have this Prabhupada pastime, then I will have this, whatever. But make notes properly and go accordingly. If you are forgetting, look at the notes, no problem. Don't think that in front of the audience again and again. Yet, not too much. Not that you are just looking at there only and speaking. Krishna went to Kaliya, and Kaliya, he was dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya, and then Kaliya was saying that please forgive me, and then his wives also started begging. This is not the way. Then you have to, so take your notes, refer to them, but not too much, not all the time you keep looking at that. So, and then first of all, like when you have a lecture, then you start preparing in this way, structure it, then make notes, and then go through it again and again. So to practice that, what am I going to speak, what am I going to speak, and then go in the class. Write it, write your notes two times, three times, no problem. But be thorough with that, and then go and deliver the class. Okay? So notes making is very important. Or what you can do is, take a diary and start making your notes in that, so that say after 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, you have been giving lecture, while preparing, and suddenly one day you are asked, okay, you are supposed to give the class, you have just 10 minutes. I said, Prabhuji, how can I give 10 minutes? I need at least 10 days. So you have 10 minutes. Then you just refer to your notes. Okay, you have already made it, go through it, see the topic, what is supposed to give, and that topic you may have already spoken. Just go through it 5 minutes, you can give the class. So keep your notes very nicely throughout your life. Keep them ready. So make it like that. Good diary, clean, clear handwriting, and try to, like suppose you are giving some story, so try to write little story also. Like don't say, story of king and butterfly, that's all. Now you may remember, but suppose after 2 years you are seeing that, you don't remember what king and butterfly, what was the story, what did I say. So that's why write little, so that whenever you see, you can remember, oh, that was the story, right? It happens many times. So don't make your notes in small chits or something, make it in diary, no problem. If you don't want to take them to class, you can note down on a small chit, but at least make it. It will really help you later. May not be now, but later it will really help. You know, you can, anytime you can give class. Suddenly you are asked, you went to some center and there they ask, okay Prabhuji, give Bhagavatam class. And you say, what Bhagavatam class? You know, which is the canto going on? So you say, sixth canto. You have never seen sixth canto or something like that. So then you can just refer to your notes. So sixth canto, what he speaks about, okay, what is going on? Ajami katha, okay, that means chanting. Go through it. Have you spoken somewhere on chanting? Yeah, fine. So very important to make notes and make good notes. Okay, any questions on making notes? Yes.
Then
the class preparing ke liye bol
raha hu.
जो क्लास देना है आपको उसके लिए आप नोट्स बनाएं। तो वो
अच्छे से लाइव करने ताकि दोबारा उसी टॉपिक सेम टॉपिक।
हाँ हाँ, जैसे आपने यहाँ पे दिया 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 और समझिए आप कभी आप कहीं गए उडुपी गए, कहीं भी गए, वहाँ पर आपको बोला जाएगा भागवतम क्लास दीजिए, तो उतना समय नहीं होगा ना आपके पास कि कहाँ आप जाके 12-15 दिन तैयारी करो, कभी नहीं। अभी जैसे हम लोग तिरुपति गए थे, मुझे बोला आप कल सुबह भागवतम दीजिए, तो मैं नहीं बोल सकता ना कि 15 दिन पहले बताना चाहिए था मुझे तैयारी कर। सो कैन गिव लाइक, तो अगर आपको ऐसा कुछ अचानक हो तो क्या करोगे? यस प्रीफर फटाफट नोट्स में, और वो क्योंकि आपने ऑलरेडी बोला है तो आपको पता है क्या बोलना है, तो नोट रेफर करके आप जल्दी बोल सकते हैं। दैट इज सेपरेट, दैट इज डिफरेंट, दैट्स नॉट फॉर द क्लास। जो आप स्टडी करते समय नोट्स बनाते हो वो क्लास के लिए नहीं, स्पेशली क्लास के लिए, वर्स के लिए। जैसे आप लिखोगे भगवद गीता 2nd chapter 6th verse और उस पर आप बोलने वाले वो नोट्स, लेकिन जो आप रेगुलर स्टडी कर रहे हो उसके अलग नोट्स बनाने हैं। उसके लिए आप, उसके लिए नोट्स बनाने का भी तरीका है, जैसे जब आप पढ़ाई करते हो, व्हेन यू आर स्टडिंग, देन हाउ यू शुड मेक नोट्स इज यू टेक वन पैराग्राफ एंड ट्राई टू फॉर्म क्वेश्चंस ऑफ दैट, आउट ऑफ दैट यू रीड फ्यू लाइंस, ट्राई टू फॉर्म अ क्वेश्चन, राइट द आंसर इन योर बुक एज अ नोट। लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू आर रीडिंग समथिंग एंड प्रभुपाद राइट्स दैट रियल योगा मीन्स टू लिंक द सुप्रीम in devotional service, right? He writes like that. So then you should make a question, what is real yoga? And then write the answer, real yoga means to this. So like that it will go into your memory very fast. Make questions and then answer them and then write the notes. Answer is there, but make a question out of it. Because whenever we make like that question answer, it goes very nicely in our brain. Just reading will not. So make questions. Whatever is coming, questions, write the answer. So those notes are different. ये मैं केवल क्लास देने के लिए बात कर रहा हूँ। Okay? Yes.
We are preparing for a class, so we are forming the questions. The day goes.
For the class, you don't have to form questions. I said for regular study.
For the lecture. So we put the introduction. We put the body. Yeah. In the body, one day we get some inputs, the next day we get some more inputs. Now, I have prayed that this is how the structure should be there. But some more points are also coming. Then, it may be done. At that time, you can really understand which is the real one that I can include, and the length of the things might go.
Yes. You have to see the timing. You have to be very careful of the timing. You have been given 1 hour, 45 minutes, half an hour, whatever are the timing. In that, whatever you can. So it's possible that one day you have made some body and next day you find something very nice which you feel that it is better than what I replace it. But if you feel both are important, add it. So before you go for the class, check it out. Whether it has become too lengthy, will I be able to cover all this? If not, delete few, everything will be important because you have extracted, but out of these which are most important, just take those. So don't give a class which is too lengthy. That is very important thing I actually missed, for because that I will come for the delivery, not in here. That stick to the time. Time management is important. So not that you went on saying and you could not give the main message and the time is up. Okay, now people say 9 o'clock, finish, and then you say, oh, actually I wanted to say this, another 15 minutes. No. You should prepare like that in, say suppose you have been given 1 hour, so you should prepare 10 minutes or 5 minutes for Jai Radha Madhav, for reading words and all, this much time, and then I'll get say exactly only 35 minutes to speak. So how I should adjust, I should be able to give my main message in that 35 minutes, along with conclusion, and then question answers whatever time. So you have to decide as per the time, you should plan it out. And it is good that you may get later some addition. So you have to think that as per you, this is more important. Okay, then replace it. I'll speak that some other time. So that's what I said, that not everything you have to give in one day only. Aaj hi inko pure devotee banana. You can keep those points. When you are replacing them, those points you keep it for some other lecture. Okay, some other lecture I will include that. Because it's a good point, has to be included, I will put it.
Can be mentioned in our notes, whatever
you can add. Yes, yes. Mentioned. Can have some kind of brackets or something that you have not spoken, or you can have it a separate book where you can write down these points which you have never spoken, and once you speak you cancel that so that you know if you have already spoken. Something like that. There's no harm in repeating the points also. Suppose you have spoken it 15 days back, 20 days back, and now you feel it is relevant again, you can. But try avoiding it where you are giving regular classes. Not that the same point after every week you are repeating, and then people will know. When you start speaking, someone will, yeah, we know what is he going to speak, the same point. So not like that. Try to have different points. But one more thing will come okay for that. Yeah, anything else? Any question? Yes.
Certain verbal purpose will be very small. Really becomes difficult to extract and say.
If you can do it, fine. If you can't, then request the authorities that I'll take the next verse also. If there is no purport, or one line purport or something. Like, you know, there is one verse where the names are mentioned.
Only partial names are mentioned.
No, no. Tirupati, what I gave was, what was that? Was it Tirupati or somewhere else I gave? They were only names.
Tirupati only.
Tirupati, no?
King's names.
Names were there, and Prabhupada just write that this is the Vansha Parampara and all, and finished. Nothing was there. So, if you can extract, fine. If you can't, then request the authority that please give me another verse, I will take that also because that is there. That's okay. But in that also, 2-3 line also, because Prabhupada has given purport, that means there is something which we can speak. So, that's how, that we will see how to extract. But if you cannot, don't try to bring anything. That's not good. Okay. It speaks about Vansha Parampara or something, and then you start speaking about, you know, some other thing. No, don't do that. Because people will realize what is he speaking, there is no connection. So either you try extracting, if you cannot, then request the authorities that I cannot speak on this because there is nothing. Take the another verse.
Even
when
we are extracting the message also of small purports, I may think it as a message actually, but actually that one.
Don't speculate, that's what. That is speculation.
And how we can
by regular reading. When you do regular reading, then you understand. Otherwise it will be just a speculation. So I'm not saying that from everything try extracting. Something is there, I'm not getting, I'll try. It's not like that. When you read it 5 times, if you feel something is there, extract it. Otherwise leave it. Not like that. Not that something is there, I am not getting it. Kuch to hoga, I'll, kaise bhi hoga, I'll likha. Do line mein, Prabhupada ne do line mein bahut kuch diya. So don't speculate. But if you, that's why, read more, again and again. That's why I said, read again and again. You'll get something. And your regular reading will help you. Yes. Not at all. You should make as concise as possible. Small notes. Just one line. That's all. Maybe in this much it should come up. But if you can't, at least keep it like this and here, 2 pages you can use. So that you don't have to turn or anything. It's like this. Kept in front of you, you can refer. Unless it is impossible for you to do, then you should do. Or if it is a long lecture, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. But otherwise, try to make it as less as possible. It doesn't give a good impression to the people if you read too much. I remember in Belgaum, initial days, Maharaj used to give lecture to the Samrit Maharaj, and otherwise there were some congregation or something on Sundays. And most of them were bringing notes. And they were mostly like that. And Maharaj was the only one who was giving without notes. So after some time we got a letter, anonymous letter. Somebody sent a letter saying that, when we see that, I only opened, I read the letter. Said that Please try to improve your Sunday classes, and we see that except that the Maharaj's name, whatever. So except him, everyone just reads. So what is the use if you come and read? We can also read in our home. Something like that he had written in a long letter. Essence was that though others who are sitting are just reading, so try to improve it. So that means people don't like it. Okay, this person was bold enough to send a letter, but not bold enough to tell his name, but at least he sent a letter. But others may not say, but they don't like. So it's not a very good impression that you just keep reading, referring. And if you're making 2-3 pages notes, that means you're referring a lot and you're putting everything. You're not just making notes, you're putting everything. So that should not be there. It should be just one line, and then you can, like here I'm putting just one line, but I can speak on those lines. I'm giving an explanation. This should be the method. These are my notes. Okay? So one line and then give the explanation. One line, give. I'm not writing, if I start writing the entire explanation, it will be too lengthy. So don't write the explanation. Explanation you should memorize, but write one. Notes are basically to remind us. So you already know this, but remind us that now you speak this, now you speak this. So you go in a systematic manner. Okay? So just remember, notes are only to remind us, not that they are not books that you just go on reading, right? So that should be it. Yes. उसके दो तरीके हैं. एक, आप एक बुक बनाओ जिसमें टॉपिक्स लिखो और उस टॉपिक्स में लिखते जाओ पॉइंट, विच विल बी बहुत टीडियस होगा, बड़ी सी बुक. उसमें लस्ट के ऊपर कहाँ कहाँ क्या कहा है, या फिर चैंटिंग के ऊपर कहाँ कहाँ क्या कहा है, तो सब लिखते जाना. या फिर जब आप नोट्स बना रहे हो तो उसी में जब वो एक नोट लिखा, उसके आगे ब्रैकेट डाल के रेड पेन से बड़ा सा उसमें लिख दिया चैंटिंग. सो दैट जब आप बुक्स देख रहे होगे तो चैंटिंग 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 सब मिलेगा, तो आप एक्सट्रैक्ट कर सकते. वो इजी मेथड है. दूसरा है क्या, कई लोग ये भी करते थे, कीप अ बुक, उसमें चार पेज लस्ट के लिए छोड़ दिया, फिर नेक्स्ट प्रॉप टॉपिक, सब वो पढ़ते पढ़ते आया कि कुछ हाँ चैंटिंग के ऊपर तुरंत उन्होंने लिख दिया. दूसरा पढ़ते पढ़ते आया कि कुछ और रीडिंग के ऊपर, उन्होंने तुरंत उस सेक्शन में लिख दिया. सो लाइक द धीरे धीरे उनका पूरा एक अलग अलग सेक्शन ही हो जाता है, यानी चैंटिंग पे सारे कोट्स आ जाते हैं कि क्या क्या है. तो वैसे कर सकते हो, लेकिन उससे अच्छा ये कि आप रेगुलर नोट्स बनाते जाओ और उसमें एक ब्रैकेट में डाल दो चैंटिंग, डिवोशनल सर्विस, डिवोटीज, सत्संग, व्हाटएवर, भागवतम. सो देन व्हेन यू हैव टू रेफर टू दोज नोट्स, यू जस्ट गो थ्रू इट, रेड पेन से दिख जाएगा कहाँ कहाँ क्या है, थोड़ा गैप रख के. Yes.
When you go to the speaking, like speaking in between, we forget the context sometimes while you are speaking, and then it becomes very embarrassing. Is it where to ask audience that what are you speaking?
If you have forgotten, then you should, in a very jolly mood, not to present that you have forgotten. Make it as if you are testing them. Right? So what we were discussing, remember, see you forgot, tell me, and then you say, okay. Right. So if you forget, that's why notes are important. Because, see, why that happens is when you don't have notes and you deviate. Like you started speaking and then you started giving example of Arjuna, and then in Arjuna's example you did this, this, and finally you forgot, why did I give Arjuna's example? Where was I? So come to the notes, okay. So when you have the notes, you also return in this, I will give example of Arjuna, this, this, this. So then you realize, I gave example because of this. That's why notes are important. And in some case you really forget why, then make it in a very jolly way. People should not realize that you have forgotten and something. People should enjoy. So your mistakes, people should enjoy. Right? Make it like that. You also enjoy, people will also enjoy.
Another thing happens that there are certain slokas which we are very well versed, and sometimes it happens that we are not able to word it properly, especially Sanskrit, some mistake happens, it becomes embarrassing. How to avoid it?
Practice slokas, because You see, it is important for us to give good pronunciation when you are sitting on the Vyasasana. As much as, I'm not saying the perfect, but as good as possible. We should not speak because, you know, when you speak in a good pronunciation, that shows people start respecting. Even if you're not, you know, are very knowledgeable or something, but people say, yeah, at least he knows. Because nowadays, Sanskrit is being forgotten and somebody who speaks Sanskrit is like, okay, scholar, you know. Of course, everything Sanskrit is not Shastras. Not that any damn book in Sanskrit is Shastra. Not like that. But at least, Sanskrit means people consider Shastra. Right? You just have to say anything, say a shloka, people are Shastra. So, what we should do is, of course, if you cannot, there's no harm. Whatever you know, you speak. But it is better that you practice it. Try to improve. And that's why, actually, just yesterday I was thinking that every day Brahmachari class, 1 hour we should have, like we are going to have 3 hours every day, shloka recitation. And in that, try to improve. Like even when we start this Vaishnav etiquette, I'm going to do that morning prayers and everything what we are doing. There are some people who are not pronouncing it properly. So that also, I'm not telling about you. I just looked at you. So, we have to pronounce properly. Now, one time some question was asked, why pronunciation is so important? Krishna doesn't see that. Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan, right? What is the verse? How many know Bhavagrahi Janardhan? Vishnu. Vishnu, Vishnu. Yes, anyone? You have heard this, Bhavagrahi Janardhan? Ever thought of looking for the verse? No? Never. It's Bhavagrahi Janardhan chal raha hai. Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. What is the verse? Ah, right, right. Murkho vadati Vishnaya. Dhiro vadati Vishnave. Ubhavato samam punyam. Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Right? So you should remember this, not just half line. This is a problem when you learn half line. When somebody asks, actually, what is the first? Oh, don't ask me. So Bhavagrahi. So that's why we should have, yeah, the question was that Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardana, he is Bhavagrahi. So why our grammar, our pronunciation, what difference it makes from the heart? And that's okay. So this question was asked to Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj. I remember a few months back in Chopati, he was giving lecture and somebody asked this question. So he gave a very nice answer. He said, if you love someone, then you will do things for him perfectly. So by pronouncing properly, we are showing our love to Krishna. If you love someone, you will do everything for him good, right? Nicely. You won't do, aray, theek hai, main bahut pyar karta hun tumse, lekin forget about him. You know? So, aise nahi. So if you love someone, definitely you. So you love Krishna, you do it in a perfect way. So that shows our love. Though Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan, but our love we show by doing things perfectly. So pronounce, and Prabhupada was very particular about pronouncing. One time, I think somewhere in Japan or somewhere he was giving class, he made everyone recite the verse. Everyone. No, you also say. He was chastising. I have taken so much trouble to break up and give everything and you all are not pronouncing. Pronounce. Everyone. All crap. Just go on pronouncing. Everyone was pronouncing. So problem was.
Break up right pronunciation on this book.
Huh?
Break up Prabhupada has given the book. Is that right
pronunciation? Yeah. Prabhupada is giving the right pronunciation. That's the right break up. Of the words.
So if you pronounce it, break up that word coming.
Yes. That's a breakup to understand when you say sometime you are, like in Sanskrit there is called Sandhi and Vichhed. So Vichhed is when you break up the thing. Sandhi means when you are speaking you have to join the both of things while speaking. He gave breakup so that we break at a right point. Otherwise we will include one or two words from there and the meter will change. This is as per the meter. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. There is a break. Samaveta Yutsavaha. Like that. Otherwise, if you don't have a break at proper, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Sama, Vetayu Yutsava, meter is gone. Right? So that's all.
Sometimes when we are reading the verse non senior, then there are two ways. One is.
Our topic has deviated. We have come on the verses, shlokas. We are not discussing that, right? Anyway, last question on shlokas.
Sometimes word is very complicated. Reading as it is becomes difficult, but when we are reading in the broken Sanskrit, it is easier, yeah. It becomes a shloka also. Is it acceptable?
Yeah. Not a problem. Sometimes like pronunciation was like, when we were chanting Bhagavad Gita verses for Gita Jayanti, then at the end of every chapter we were saying Upanishadsu, Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Shastre, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, whatever. So in that there need not be breakam. Atha dvadasha adhyaya. So dvadasha adhyaya we don't say. So we say dvadasha adhyaya. So that's called sandhi. And there are certain things like when you break the words, the matra goes away. Dvadasha adhyaya, but when it comes dvadasho adhyaya. So like that it should be clear.
Utsahat.
Yeah, it's utsahat. But when you chant, it is utsaha nishchaya dhairya. So because the ta becomes na there, joining words. There are some rules for Sanskrit. Okay, so that also we will do it. And proper meter also. One time I am going to take class on how to have proper meter for. There are various difficult verses of Bhagavatam. There are chandas. So proper meter should be there. Okay, so should we go ahead? But ye, verse ka classes is very important. We should have good point you said that while giving class, our pronunciation should be clear and perfect. Try as much. And even when you are reciting the verse before the class, so that's where read again and again. You should not just go there and, how to recite. You are the leader there. So you should recite properly and then others will follow. So it looks very bad, you are sitting on Vyasasana and you are not able to read the words in proper meter, or the words you are not able to read, you are just chidna. So that's why read it again and again. Practice it before going. So you should be perfect, then others will follow. Okay? Should we go ahead or any other question? Any clarification question? Okay, so we'll go ahead. Now when you are preparing the class, okay, I told you make introduction, body and all. What should be included in that? Now we'll discuss those points. Our class should be structured in such a way that 80% of the talk should be based on Prabhupada's books and teachings. This is very important for us to maintain parampara. You know what is the sense gratification for a preacher? Sense gratification for a preacher. Speaking new things in Bhagavatam class, or speaking new things in class, that's a very attractive sense
gratification.
Yes. Then I'm speaking from Padma Purana, I'm speaking from Narsim Purana, nobody knows, Prabhupada has not mentioned. new things, that's our sense gratification. So we should stick to 80% of Prabhupada's book. Don't go for here and there and this Purana and that Purana and this that. One reason is, there is no harm in reading Purana, they are also Shastras, but you do not know the real context. You do not know what is Karmakand, what is pure Bhakti, what are you speaking, which part to take, which part not to take. That's why just stick to Prabhupada books. He knows everything, he has compiled everything in a devotional book. That's all. Stick to that. So 80% of our talk should be based. I'm not saying that repeat the words again. Okay, I'm not saying that. But just, you know, take Bhagavad Gita and whatever Prabhupada said, repeat, repeat, repeat. No. Siddhantas. Main things. Speak from that. 80% should be from that. Prabhupada books. And Prabhupada books are enough to speak. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya, Charita, Amrit. You know, so many places you can speak from. So remember this, 80% of your talk should be based on Prabhupada's teaching, and 20% you can add what we call it as masala. Okay? Some story from here and there, some incident from your life, some incident where you heard, something like that. But 80% should be. So this is how you should prepare your notes, or you should structure your class. Introduction, then the main body should be 80%. Just speak from Prabhupada books. No need to go here and there. So much. And also use the words which Prabhupada has used. Devotional service. So don't say devotion, devotion. Devotional service. Prabhupada has everywhere used devotional service. And whatever, like the Prabhupada, material world, supreme personality of Godhead. Should use terminology must be same. Very important. Especially this, I'm saying, terminology. Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whenever you are referring to Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these kind of things are important. That's why Prabhupada is used. So these should be used. But not, I am saying, verbatim. Just take the book and repeat it there. Tak, 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 tak. Proper. Okay. Base, your base should be Prabhupada's teachings. And then some other thing. So this is important, 80%. Any questions? Go ahead. Yes, yes. Most of the things you can take from their principles. Like if you see those who are the preachers, youth preachers, if you see books printed by them, all are based on Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given so nice examples, only thing is you have to extract and you have to give. Like, in youth preaching, we give a very famous example that, you know, body and soul differences of car and driver. Given by Prabhupada. That's already there. So many things which we speak, it looks like modern. Actually, Prabhupada has given already. It's only how you extract it. How you read it and all. So most of the things should be there. Yeah, but in that context, like I'm saying, this example Prabhupada has given, this you use for youth. But you don't have to speak what Prabhupada is speaking in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, Chaitanya Charitamrita, why Prabhupada called it postgraduate study? Because unless you understand the position, you will not. Because there is an incident, say for example, somebody brought his child to Nityananda Prabhu, newborn child. And Nityananda Prabhu, you know, he put his toe in his mouth. Can you imagine, like, if new people hear this, what kind of people you are, you know, somebody has brought a new child, you know, for blessing, and he is putting his toe in his mouth. What a kind of... But when we hear as devotees, we say, wow, what a mercy. Nityananda Prabhu's, you know, lotus feet, he could have it in his mouth. So that means he could take the dust. What a fortunate soul he is. That's for us. For people, if you say, new people, they'll say, you people are crazy. What kind of God you are worshipping, somebody brings to you and you are, you know, like that, something. Or Nityananda chastising people. So many things. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate step. That you want to come into that. So when you speak to students or to those who are not into devotional service, you can take from Prabhupada, but take such examples. Prabhupada has given so many examples. If you read this, Life Comes From Life, Prabhupada is giving so many examples like that. So try to do that. Of course, you can present it in a modern way, same thing, but take from there. Any other question? Okay, so we will stop here. It's 10:25. If you have one more question, I can take till 10:30, otherwise.
Sometimes actually Prabhupada gives an example of, let's say, somebody has asked economic development. He says, what do you understand by economic development? So suppose you are producing a car of 4 wheels. You are running on 4 wheels, dog is running on 4 legs. So you said the progress principle is the same. So many times you use such things, which are very mundane. And of course it gives a message, strong message. Is it necessary to quote exactly the same example or can be similar example?
Can be similar.
If I say cat.
Yeah, no problem. Doesn't make difference. Not that. That's why I say Siddhanta should be same. What he is explaining should be same. Basically, while saying a dog, he means an animal.
Animal, yes.
You can. If you are sitting with someone who is interested in horse, you can say horse, no problem. That's okay. You need not say dog. That's okay. Principle should be.
It was okay for us, sometimes people may not like it.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Sometimes it happens. But, I mean, you should not change the thing. Examples is okay sometimes. When we give, we sometimes say like this. Prabhupada gave this example. So that we put it on Prabhupada. He gave it. I'm not telling you. So, like we say pack of dogs. If you put all the dogs in a room, what will they do? Can there be peace? So this is given by Prabhupada. So he said, Prabhupada gave this example. So that people do not mind. Okay, Swamiji, he gave at that time. You should not speak. So, yeah, but still you can change. It's not like that. You can present it as per your thing. You can mention some other thing. Or you can just say animal also. You need not say dog. Suppose you feel that person will feel offended. Just say that animals are running on 4 legs. That's okay. Okay. Tomorrow we will do something again for the preparation, or today afternoon. Aim, objective, presentation, how it should be. That is mostly for seminars. This was for Bhagavatam, for the seminars. If you are giving somewhere outside in a college or something, how you should engage people. It should not be a monotonous. Like Bhagavatam is a person speaks and after that question. But many places it's not like that. You have to involve them. Like we'll be doing it today or tomorrow. You all will be divided in some groups and then you'll have to find out the teachings from the purports. I will give you some purports and then you'll have to find out and write down. So group wise you'll do it. So like that also we will work out at some time. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is okay or it's too much for you? For all of you? Huh? So, jara nil nahi aata. When we spoke about this seminar and I was saying that how many hours we'll say after prasadam, so then Hari Bhakti Prabhu gave a very nice thing. He said, if your class will be interesting, we will not sleep. Otherwise, anyway, we are going to sleep, so what's the problem? So when he's sleeping, I can understand that. It's not interesting what to do. So if you sleep, the blame is on me.